Thy mercy, my God, is the theme of
welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
The death of Samuel is recorded in three words, and Samuel died. Let's examine those three words, and Samuel died. Though we have all been guilty of missing and being late for earthly appointments, there is one appointment which we shall not avoid or be tardy in keeping. And as it is appointed unto men once to die, so shall all flesh taste that fate and shall not escape. Job said, "For I know that thou wilt bring me to death and to the house appointed for all living." So while it may be true that the Lord could return in our lifetime, yet if he does not, then it is certain that we shall die, even as Samuel and all flesh that has gone before us. One day someone will read these words, and blank died, with our name in the blank. And Samuel died. Samuel was a mighty prophet who spoke the word of God plainly and faithfully. Yet just like all mighty men who came before and after him, he died. A man's position or usefulness does not preclude his appointment with death. No matter how faithful or blessed a man may be, God will not overturn the sentence he has passed on sinful flesh. Some teach that Christ paid for the healing of our bodies from fleshly ailments by receiving the stripes upon his back. Such an idea is appealing to the religious flesh of men, but has no basis in fact. We believe that Christ actually and exactly accomplished what he intended to do in his suffering and death on this earth. The fact that sickness and disease remains in the true sons of God means that he did not intend that every disease which befalls his children should be healed, or else what he did is ineffectual or at best partially successful. Sickness and disease are but a foretaste and sometimes the forerunner of death. Even the true sons of God are not exempt from its ravages. No man is indispensable to the ongoing of the kingdom. Therefore, all men must die. And Samuel died. Death and life are both the province of God. He is the giver of life and the administrator of death. No one ever dies until the time appointed by Almighty God. Man that is born of a woman is a few days and full of trouble. He cometh forth like a flower and is cut down. He fleeth also as a shadow and continueth not. And dost thou open thine eyes upon such a one and bringest me into judgment with thee? Who can bring a clean thing out of an unclean? Not one. Seeing his days are determined, the number of his months are with thee. Thou hast appointed his bounds that he cannot pass. God owns death just like he owns the devil. Neither one has any power outside of that which he directs and allows. I am the Lord, and there is none else. There is no God beside me. I girded thee, though thou hast not known me, that they may know from the rising of the sun and from the west that there is none beside me. I am the Lord, and there is none else. I form the light and create darkness. I make peace and create evil. I, the Lord, do all these things. Death is but a tool in the Lord's hand that he uses to administer judgment on the wicked. God is angry with the wicked every day. If he turn not, he will whet his sword. He hath bent his bow and made it ready. He hath also prepared for him the instruments of death. He ordaineth his arrows against the persecutors. He uses death to manifest his judgment, for the wages of sin is death. He uses death to show the contrast between the kingdom of flesh and blood and the kingdom of God. The people which sat in darkness saw a great light, and to them which sat in the region and shadow of death, light is sprung up. He uses death to manifest to an unbelieving world his power. Then said Jesus unto them plainly, "Lazarus is dead. And I am glad for your sakes that I was not there, to the intent ye may believe." God uses death to bring about the reconciliation of his people. We were reconciled to God by the death of his Son. He uses death to plainly demonstrate that by the works of the law no flesh can be justified. And the commandment which was ordained to life I found to be unto death. He uses death to display the true freedom of the children of God. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. And finally, he uses death to manifest the glory of redemption. Death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? Will your death be an entrance into the glory of Christ's kingdom, or merely a portal to your everlasting destruction?
For a free CD containing 15 of these radio broadcasts, send an email to forthepoor@windstream.net.